This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Both parties on the Hill.
I want to turn to the Secretary of State quickly, Charles, and the list that we have now at five. Mitt Romney, Rudy Giuliani, Senator Bob Corker, another general, David Petraeus, retired general, and John Bolton. There's some indication that Trump may be trying to get to Romney, but he's getting a lot of pushback inside people that have been loyal to him, Kellyanne Conway and Newt Gingrich.
We've never quite seen anything like this, sort of the public back and forth, president deciding in a very open way through all kinds of theatrical moments like the dinner last night or the other night. I don't think there's any way to tell. This is going to be a very personal decision. I think Trump is looking to see if he can form a personal connection with Romney. But could I say just one thing about Matt?
Oh, sure.
It's good to have a military man. It's also good to have a military man who's known as Mad Dog. Because let's say you're trying to send a message to obstreperous Iranians who've been harassing our boats. I think you want to send a message that says something like, if you don't stop within 48 hours, I may have to turn the matter over to Mad Dog. Translated afterwards into Persian. I think that can be quite useful. Nixon used the crazy factor to great effect. The Russians were always afraid that they could push a button and he would go over the top, as when he went to nuclear alert during the Arab-Israeli War of 73. So good to have a Mad Dog on your side, especially one with his strategic knowledge and range and tactical operational experience. That's very rare and would serve extremely usefully in the cabinet.
See?
Yeah, I mean, the thing about Mattis is that what
Charles says is exactly right. I'm in total agreement with him. I mean, it's a good guy, bad guy type of scenario. You need to have somebody there that you're going to say, I'm going to unleash. This is why I've maintained all along, and I think I've just done this instinctively at early age, is that you got generals, you have people that do war that know how to break things, that they know what they do, just like you have CEOs of company that are wired to do things. You know, this country has needed a CEO for a long time, and we've got one in place, and look what's going on. He's being about his CEO type of business, saving jobs, looking at the problems, finding solutions, hiring people who can, work on these problems and give us solutions. I mean, it's all very encouraging and all very bright, this side of, of January when he takes the oath of office. I say bright for those of us that are still hoping and believing in one Donald Trump. Of course, the mainstream media and some of the things the pundits are saying, I mean, they're doing everything they can to put a stick in his spokes as he's trying to ride down. And I'm grateful to him, and I would encourage him to keep moving forward, keep his eye on the ball, and ignore that stuff. Because, if you want to answer back everything, you're going to be all caught up. I mean, it's one thing to do something in the primaries and in campaign mode, but now you're in presidential mode. Let's keep the eye on the ball. Let's focus on those things, choices you've made with General Mattis. And I will say this for all my fellow Marines, my Semper Fi Marines out there, the New York Times, it galls me when people, this is just a point of education, okay? There's never an ex-Marine. You're never an ex-Marine. You're a former Marine, but never an ex-Marine. And the New York Times, I mean, it's like, what? These knuckleheads can't figure this out? I mean, this isn't anything new. This has been on forever, so this is absolute ignorance. So don't be ignorant and go refer to a Marine as an ex-Marine. He's a former Marine. And, yes, former Marine, Commandant of the United States Marine Corps, Mad Dog Mattis, congratulations. And I say congratulations to the United States and for us to have a general of such quality and integrity. And, the enemy knows what they're going to get with Mad Dog Mattis. There's no doubt about it, right, Scott? And the enemy's been needing to know that for a long time. And congratulations on the pick, President-elect Donald Trump. This is Bill Martinez. We're live at 5 minutes after the top of the hour right now.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody
much better.
Stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Everybody, well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is time for America's Money Answers Man. We're talking Jordan Goodman, of course, nationally recognized expert on personal finance. For 18 years, Jordan was the was on the editorial staff of Money Magazine, where he served as Wall Street correspondent. Well, 'tis the season, Jordan, and people are spending. I mean, look what happened with Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I mean, people are very optimistic right now.
All-time record highs on both. Yeah, but all the growth is going on online.
Yeah,
sales in retail stores, brick and mortar, was pretty much the same as last year.
Mm-hmm.
But depending on the retailers, online was up 20% or more in many cases.
Wow.
So it's a combination of factors here. Consumer confidence came out at the highest level since January 2007. The stock market has been soaring. People's home values are going up. Gas prices remain pretty low. Interest rates remain pretty low. There's a whole change in the environment since the election, really.
Right.
If even half of what Trump talks about happens, it's going to be very positive. If tax rates come down from 35% to 15% on corporations, individual rates coming down as well, that'll put more money in both businesses and consumers' pockets, which they're going to spend one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
So all these things are very, very positive. And so I'm just concerned, Bill, people are going to get a little too carried away.
Well, that's what I'm concerned as well, Jordan, because I think, you know, what comes to mind right away as we're talking here is how do you manage expectation? Because, you know, like anything, like gaining weight, for example, you don't do it overnight and you don't fix it overnight. It's the same thing with this government.
It's going to take a while, but yeah. I mean, he's got momentum, and I think he's gotten off to a good start. I mean, the whole thing that happened with Carrier Air Conditioners in Indiana, it's kind of symbolic. I mean, he saved 1,000 jobs that were going to go to Mexico, and he's not even president yet. He's already had an impact. I think it's a symbolic way to kind of get things off to a good start
and,
here.
And look who he's hired. I mean, who's coming on to serve the country? You got
business people
that know about signing, you know, the front of a check and making deals.
They don't know anything about running government agencies. They've never done that.
Well, I think part of them will be shocked because they're going to go, how did you guys exist all these years? No wonder it's such a mess and we're $20 trillion in debt and growing, right?
So it's going to be refreshing. I mean, Wilbur Ross at Commerce and Steve Mnuchin at Treasury and Trump himself have never had a microsecond of government experience. So.
Well, it's kind of cool. You know, if you want to be a billionaire, why not hang around billionaires or let them run your government? Huh? Why not? Huh?
So back to the credit card thing. I mean, credit is widely available, and people are going to be spending on electronics and all kinds of things, clothes and so on these days. But I'm concerned that once the bills come in January, they're going to have taken on more debt than they really can handle at very high interest rates. So let me give some specific tips to help people there. First thing, you can get better credit cards. You do not have to pay 14, 24, percent of these credit cards.
Don't go there. That's usurious, you know?
It is. Yeah. So there's a website to help people there, guidetocreditcard.com. Mattis.com, we can get the best deals on credit cards anywhere in the country. Low interest ones, frequent flyer miles, rebates. There's a lot of different cards depending on what you need to get yourself the best credit card.
Great.
The second thing you can do if you have a lot of credit card debt is go to a nonprofit credit counseling organization, because they can get you deals you just can't possibly get on your own, typically 6, 7%, something like that. My favorite one there is called Cambridge Credit Counseling. Their website, cambridgecredit.org, and they've helped over a million people get out of the situation. So don't go too wild when you go into spending here, because once the bills come in and you don't have the money to pay it, I think I saw a recent number, 40% of the people in this Christmas season are going to say in advance they're going to buy things knowing they don't have the money to pay the bills when they come in.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
That's American.
And you, yeah, exactly. Well, we're sometimes so optimistic it works against us. And you and I talked about this several weeks back, Jordan, that credit card debt, just over $1 trillion.
Correct.
I mean, we're really going to add to that figure.
We are.
After this holiday season, right?
It's going to be. And the difference now is because so many of the sales are online, you don't even have to pull out your credit card or pay cash. It's all just a few clicks.
Yeah.
So it's even easier to get into debt when you've got the ease of online shopping, which is where all the growth is happening these days.
Yeah, like Yogi Berra would say, it's almost like real money, isn't it?
It actually is. It's just electronic. I mean, you try putting cash into a computer, it's not going to work.
Right.
That's a bit of an impediment when you actually hand cash to somebody. But if you do it electronically, there's no friction whatsoever. That's like, the sales are going to be so dramatic this season.
Exactly. Well, I think we've been looking forward to it for a long time. But as you say, wisdom should be the order of the day, and maybe we need a visit by the three wise men to help us make some of our holiday purchases so that we don't get ourselves up
enthusiasm
over.
Enthusiasm is good, but don't get over, you know, you want to think what's going to happen in January when the bills come in, actually.
Yes, all in moderation, as they
say.
Well, Jordan, here it is. All the, you know, the contrarians said that Donald Trump would do just the opposite of what's happening, and Main Street wants to say, I told you so.
Yeah, well, Main Street's right in this case. I mean, John Maynard Keynes talked about the animal spirits, and that's what's arising here. When you lower taxes, when you lower regulations, you kind of unleash the enthusiasm, the entrepreneurial spirit, the investor spirit, and that has a big impact. If we could be growing this economy at 4 or 5% instead of 1 or 2%, that solves a lot of problems, Bill. That makes the budget deficit a lot less.
Exactly.
And gives people income, and it has a self-sustaining, and not only domestically, but globally. I mean, the United States, which already is the locomotive of the world, will become a bigger locomotive of the world. Yeah. If we're growing faster, that helps everybody else grow faster, too. So it's a positive cycle.
And to your point, globally, I mean, they're responding to the Trump election as well. I mean, you know, the first night we were a little worried because things started going in the tank, and you're going, whoa, maybe this is, you know, a bad move. But it didn't take long. By the next morning, things were propping up and taking off, and it's been, you know, Katie don't bar the door at this point. Right, exactly.
Yeah, there was a few hours of shock because people didn't think Trump were going to win, but that wore off real quickly, and by the time the markets opened, it was off to the races. We've had major increases in bank stocks, in energy stocks, coal stocks, industrials of all types, because of the feeling that he's going to do a lot of infrastructure spending, which we definitely need out here. So all this is a very positive environment. It's one of the most positive Christmases I think we're going to see in a long time.
Well, that's awesome. You know, everybody's enthusiastic. We like having this. It's a renewed sense of hope that I'm seeing from coast to coast, Jordan, in my travels today. And it bodes well, you know, for the country, for Main Street, for the forgotten man and woman, that we have a businessman at a time. You and I have had this discussion over the years that we needed somebody with some business understanding as the CEO of our country, and we've got that, and in spades with all these billionaires joining the team.
What a difference between now and a month ago, when it was kind of gridlock forever, basically, was the feeling was going to happen. And just everything was going to continue on, more regulations, higher taxes, the same old, that has completely changed in the last month.
So what's the strategy with our money over these next, let's say, we got 100 days of
I think banks
in 6 months or
financial sector is going to keep doing very well because the Fed's going to raise rates in December, which is going to help the banks. So the whole financial industry is going to keep doing well. Energy is doing really well right now. OPEC looks like they've got their act together a little bit, and oil prices are up somewhat. I mean, not too much, from 45 to 50 or so.
Right.
But that's going to help the energy stock. stocks big time. And then all the materials companies, Caterpillar Tractor, Emerson Electric, all the companies that are going to help rebuild our infrastructure, they've been big.
They're all in play. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so those would be the big three right now.
Okay, Jordan, we got to wrap it up. Tell everybody how they can be in touch with you.
Sure. So my website is moneyanswers.com. Always glad to get them. I get emails from you folks all the time and glad to answer the questions. Lots of resources, links of all kinds at moneyanswers.com.
Great insight, Jordan.
Your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone. Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday key fob bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com and use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584. Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
A note to D.C. bureaucrats. You're not getting away with it. Bill Martinez, live.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Bill Martinez. this live.
Oh, here we go, huh? Little Hawaiian Merry Christmas music, huh? Mele Kalikimaka. My son, I drive my son nuts with that because, you know, I'll call him up and I'll just say, Mele Kalikimaka. Dad, it's March. I go, well, every day is Merry Christmas. Why not? Welcome back, America. 19 after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez, and with us, Nicholas Gutierrez is with us. Always good to have Nick back with us. Nick is the president and director of the National Association of Sugar Mill Owners of Cuba. As a Miami-based attorney and consultant over the past quarter century, Nick has advocated for a democratic transition and the reestablishment of the rule of law in Cuba. We could only hope it is a grand vision for Cuba, and maybe in light of the passing of Castro, Raul has his brother, who has been, running the country conceivably for the last 10 years, says he's maybe only got about a year or so left. So he's ready to retire and turn it over to the new guard. And, we'll see what that transition develops into. But I say we can only hope for the rule of law in Cuba to be reestablished because of the people and what they've had to endure. Nick Gutierrez, always good to have you with us. How you doing, sir?
Very good. Thank you. Pleasure to be back on your show.
Well, Nick, there's so much that people do not understand what Cuban Americans, what they felt with the passing of one Fidel Castro, especially in light when you got people that are so ignorant, like football players, that, they have no connection, it would seem, with reality. Can you summarize what the people have been enduring there in Cuba, what Cuban Americans have been enduring by not being able to see their families during this, reign of terror, if I can say that, of one Fidel Castro?
Yes, Bill. I mean, it's not like we're asking, we as Cubans, our Cuban Americans, are not asking for anything different than people all over the world enjoy. I mean, we don't want any special favors. We are just asking that we be able to, select our own leaders, enjoy economic prosperity, choose what we want to do with our lives economically, the businesses, choose what we want to study, not have to spy on our neighbors and turn them in, not have to engage in, wars of expansion to prop up communist regimes on other continents. All of this, not have to be summarily and arbitrarily subjected to incarceration without any judicial process. I mean, these are just basic things. Worship in the way that we see fit without having to, report to anybody. Change jobs without having to report to the regime. Not have to board rickety rafts and try to flee our country because there's no other options available to us. I mean, I'm missing a bunch of stuff. This is just a, first blush kind of thing. So,
exactly.
Fidel Castro has been the architect of this nightmare for almost six decades. And, there's a lot of fault. Some of the Cuban people welcomed them at the beginning. Much of the international community and some U.S. administrations have been overly, accommodating with him. And obviously the regime is still there. His brother's still there. Nothing has changed right away. But, many of us see this as clearly the beginning of the end. He's physically dead now. The psychological hold that he has had on the Cuban psyche is broken. His brother is not nearly as charismatic as he is and may well have trouble keeping that system together. I don't think anybody believes in the quote-unquote ideals of the revolution anymore. What they see is the disastrous results of the revolution. So now is the time to be firm, help our brothers on the island, as the U.S. government, return to our policy of isolating the government while engaging the people and rallying internationally our allies to do the same. I think that's what we need to do now, and it's ever more important given the current situation in Cuba.
Well, Nick, what we saw, it was a direct contrast. Cuban Americans, of course, having the freedom to celebrate the passing of one Fidel Castro. In Cuba itself, it was pretty much low-lying. The people, I kind of sense that they just kept their heads down. They didn't want to, celebrate or do much about this. I mean, they've been walking on eggshells for over 50 years, so why should they stop now?
there's still, and I think part of that is almost, and you mentioned the psyche of Cubans there, the Cuban people. Have they been so indoctrinated that you almost have to deprogram them to get them to some sort of standard that they could accept and be willing to embrace a different form of government? Because when you've been used to this kind of oppression, and I would say, you know, and you can't blame them for not being the effect of it, it's going to be a transition for them if they are able to, as you say, be able to experience the rule of law in Cuba.
That's right. That's right. And clearly the moral harm that the Castro dictatorship has inflicted on the Cuban people will be felt for generations. And it will be incumbent on us to help, you know, in that deprogramming. But mm-hmm. I would say something else, Bill. I would say that, you know, the Cuban people have acted rationally given their situation. I mean, mm-hmm. if you were thrust into a situation where no matter how hard you work, you were going to get the same thing as your neighbor who was a slacker.
Right.
The rational thing for you to do is to be a slacker.
Right.
And when everybody's a slacker, then you have a disastrous economic situation. And that's what's occurred in Cuba. Well, you know, I'm a great believer that the Cuban people are the Cuban people, wherever they are.
Mm.
And they react to their circumstances. And I've seen, I know, many Cubans that have come here on rafts, that came here in Mariel, people that, you know, sure, there's bad apples in any group. But the vast majority of Cubans, when exposed to the right incentives, that is freedom, protection of private property, et cetera, have thrived in under economic liberty. Even on the island, mm-hmm. when Castro has permitted small pockets of economic space, people have thrived, whether it's in the black market, in the paladares, in the former free agricultural markets. But, you know, he's only done this when he gets really desperate.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You know, when he lost the Soviet subsidy, et cetera, he's allowed small economic spaces, but then he's closed them again.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the so-called self-employed or cuenta propistas have no legal protections on the island. You know, the U.S., the Obama administration talked about helping them, but ended up, you know, essentially helping the Cuban military, which runs most of the economy, and got nothing in return. That's why we're so hopeful that the president-elect's administration that has already named a gentleman, a friend of mine, Mauricio Claver Carone,
mm-hmm.
who's a former State Department lawyer. He's been a lobbyist in Washington with the U.S.-Cuba Democracy Pact. This guy, who's in his late 40s, has an encyclopedic knowledge of the Cuban situation, and he's been put on the Trump transition team at the Treasury Department, which,
right.
of course, houses the Office of Foreign Asset Control.
Mm.
which administers the embargo against Cuba and other rogue states. So to us, that's a great indication that Donald Trump will be listening to the right types of voices on Cuba's policy, and that the disastrous Obama approach to Cuba, you know, will not live on as it would have had Hillary Clinton been elected. So, you know,
exactly.
Having the Trump election occur, having the death of Fidel Castro, this has been an exciting month for us, having the appointment of Mauricio Claver Carone. You know, the next year may bring some very positive developments, and we're going to be working hard in that direction.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the massive confiscations of private property in Cuba, be it from the 5,913 American claimants, from the hundreds of thousands of Cuban Americans, and from the millions of Cubans on the island, that still needs to be addressed. And until and unless that's addressed, it'll be very difficult for Cuba to attract the significant foreign investment necessary to dig itself out of the totalitarian tunnel that they've been thrust
exactly.
into for the last decade. So we need to see some progress in that direction, and the U.S. government needs to you know, set some clear incentives for Cuba to move in that direction if it wants to, you know, march on into the 21st century as a viable, modern, free
right.
nation. Like the
well, Nick, we're out of time, but I thank you for the update and the insight on Cuba going forward. Nick Gutierrez on Bill Martinez Live. It's just about 29 after the top of the hour right now.
The Experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Honey, what is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there? Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains and the mountains. In
your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez live.
Season, why not? Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you want to go to BillMartinezLive.com or follow us at BMartinezLive. Well, the great news just keeps on coming. A great week for one Donald Trump. He is on the thank you tour right now. After what he did with Carrier, the appointments that, he continues to unveil for us, are quite encouraging. And Coach Kevin Collins, I'm sure, agrees, especially with Mad Dog Mattis, our Semper Fi Marine former commandant, not to be confused with, and Coach, I don't understand this. I don't know why this bothers me, but it does. It just, demonstrates ignorance, and you think a publication like the New York Times would know better. Is X and Marine are just incompatible, aren't they?
Better because they've been told the difference many times. That's just a little dig, you know. It's what you expect from people like that.
Yeah, maybe that's why I take exception, because it feels like a dig. I mean, and they're smarter than this. Why do you do that? But anyway, we digress here for just a little bit on the most important things, and that is that Donald Trump, his policies, his appointments, what he's doing right now, even before he hits the Oval Office,
is just igniting the enthusiasm. I mean, you and I talked repeatedly about the enthusiasm gap and what was happening at Donald Trump rallies that the media refused to report on. How many people were getting behind him, or he was in front of their message representing them, and how enthusiastic they, you know, the people were in Main Street America. And here it is again. He's continued to encourage and, you know, kind of confirm to people that their vote is not going to be wasted. I mean, we've got a hard-working CEO in place right now making CEO decisions on behalf of we the people, and the people are really excited about this.
Well, absolutely, and the way external factors are falling just helps Trump. For instance, we got some really great news in the Democrats in Congress selecting Nancy Pelosi to lead their caucus. This is something that will wind up being the gift that keeps on giving, because she doesn't get it. And they were given a choice. They were given a choice between somebody who doesn't get it, who doesn't realize that she lost, as opposed to Kim Ryan, the Democrat from the Youngstown area in Ohio, who does understand it and was sounding the alarm, and only a third of the Democrats in their caucus heard it. And
yes.
The rest of them just went right along and elected Nancy Pelosi.
Well, so, Coach, but that's because of all the money that she's raised for these guys in the past. It's clogging up their hearing. They can't hear through all that fundraising that she's done on their behalf.
Yeah, no, it's true, but you know, just imagine yourself in the middle of the ocean in a lifeboat.
Yes.
With a sack full of $100 bills. You can't eat them.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There comes a time when you realize that, hey, the ship is going down and we're going to go down with it.
Yeah, and then they're looking at a guy like Keith Ellison to run the DNC. I mean, it is really discombobulated. I mean, this thing has, I say this thing, this election, the resounding report that they got back from We the People is just incredible. They just cannot believe it, because they've so self-indoctrinated themselves, Coach, into believing that they had all the goods. They're the smart people. The minions don't know better. And, you know, something is terribly wrong with the alignment of the stars that allowed Donald Trump to be elected.
Well, you know, there were so many, you know, just absolute axioms of politics that were proved wrong in this election. And one of them that is kind of being missed here, but although it eventually will see the light of day, is the money factor.
Mm-hmm.
In 1994, the Democrats lost the Congress. And in 96, they wanted to get the Congress back based on the fact that, well, the people made a mistake. And if we had a little bit more money, we'll be able to convince the people that they made a mistake and we'll get the Congress back. But then that nasty old Bill Clinton, helped by Dick Morris, took all the money. So so this solidified in their mind. It's money, 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 money. Well, Hillary Clinton just spent probably $1.5 billion. And in some markets, outspent Trump 50-1.
Exactly.
And didn't work.
Right.
Didn't work. So,
this is the thing we've said, and I'm glad you brought this up, Coach, and you're the one to do that. Because, you know, initially, if you remember, the forecast was it was going to be $2 billion, about a $4 billion campaign between the Republicans and Democrats. And that was all conceivable. But then you have a non-traditional candidate like Donald Trump taking advantage of in-kind promotion and his brand that the media, as much as they hated him, and I'm talking about Chapter 2, not Chapter 1, because I think they did everything they could to support him during the primaries, because they were happy to do that. They really believed that Trump was the worst candidate. All this other polling, if you'll remember, said that Trump was the worst of the possible options for the Republicans. So the mainstream media put all their force behind him, said, okay, we'll let him get the nomination. We'll support him for that. But then when, you know, it comes for him to get into the general election, we're going to turn the guns right at him and blast him right out of the water. And look what happened.
Trump got, what happened was, Trump certainly got a lot of people to help him whitewash the fence. Tom Sawyer.
Oh, he is so huckleberry, isn't he? Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, and the thing is, it goes back to the basic aspects of marketing. I've been in marketing most of my life, Coach, and people heard me say that, look, if you don't have the message, you better have the money. And this is what Hillary Clinton, you know, she didn't have the message. She had money, but she didn't have enough money to make it happen. And Donald Trump had the message. He didn't need money. The message just kept on passing through. The enthusiasm was spreading like wildfire, and the mainstream media refused, and the Democrats refused to see it.
Well, the money gets you on the stage. There's no doubt about that. Mm-hmm. But if you're not singing a song that people want to hear, it doesn't make any difference.
That's right. Yeah, where's Charlie McCarthy and the Dummies? That's what we need.
Jackie.
Bring Charlie on.
There were other really important developments in terms of people staying, not only Pelosi staying,
mm-hmm.
but the U.S. attorney, assistant U.S. attorney in the Southern District of New York, Preet Bharara,
yes,
stays. And this is just a shining example of Trump's genius.
Mm-hmm.
To fill in our listeners, Bharara has put Sheldon Silver, the very crooked thief that the Democrats had as their assembly speaker in New York for 22 years. He also put the Republican Senate leader, Dean Skelos, in the can, too. Mm-hmm. Now, Bharara is investigating Governor Andrew Cuomo and Hillary Clinton and Bill de Blasio. So Trump calls up Chuck Schumer and asks for Bharara's cell phone number. Oh, why do you want that? Well, what do you think of him? So Chucky has oral diarrhea and he's, oh, he's wonderful, he's great, he's wonderful. So Trump uses that to publicly say, hey, Chucky just endorsed...
That's right, Bharara. Coach, hang on right there. We got to go to break. We'll be right back with Coach Kevin Collins.
Having a place to go after school will make you a better student. Having an outlet to express yourself will make you a better artist. Having something to do together will make you a better family. At The Y, we're helping build better friends, listeners, writers, swimmers, scientists, and musicians, one chance at a time. Get the gift of opportunity. Donate to The Y at ymca.net/give. The Y, for a better us.
Christmas is a time to be thankful. But when financial hardships hit the small town of Grundy, Virginia...
You put half these people out of work.
I didn't want any of this to happen.
When everything seems lost, hope can find you.
You can call me CJ. We've been praying for you.
This December, believe in miracles around you.
All things are possible to those who believe.
Believe. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Now play. For tickets and information, go to www.believe.film.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. I'm Bill Martinez. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, conversation with Coach Kevin Collins continues. Coach, a Semper Fi Marine like yours truly, a retired NYCPD police officer. Coach, you know, to get back on track here with Preet Bharara agreeing to stay on as U.S. Attorney General under Donald Trump. I mean, well, what does this say about Trump's leadership?
Oh, he covers bases. He's very bright. He understands the basic of negotiations, and that is, of course, anticipating your adversary's objections. So look at what he does with keeping Preet.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he really turns the heat up on Hillary Clinton, de Blasio, and Cuomo, because there's no way that was not discussed. That is discussed. You have Preet Bharara, who is a Democrat, who was appointed by Barack Obama, who is a brown-skinned minority Asian subcontinent immigrant family.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you have all of these things. You have all of this nonsense about reaching across the aisle, check, politically correct, check, all of this stuff, and he ties it up in a nice knot and cinches it around the Democrats' neck. They have nothing that they can say. Now, in the meanwhile, what's happening with Preet, and he has turned the heat up immensely on Cuomo. Cuomo's right-hand man, who grew up in the in his shadow, in his family. Cuomo's father, Mario, used to refer to Joe Prococo as his third son, okay?
Yes.
Now, third son Joe Prococo is facing 70 years, and Bharara has told him, I have enough to indict your wife, Joe. And
wow.
You have to make a choice between your wife and Cuomo. I wonder what he's going to do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Well,
that's a really great thing.
All you got to do is look under the bus, and you'll find the answer to that one, right?
Sure.
And you know, then,
you know, of course, now moving on, carrier stays is just a win-win-win-win all the way around. We watched yesterday, I gathered with some friends that we had worked on campaigns together just to celebrate. This is the third time we've gotten together just to celebrate.
Mm.
And we watched Trump in Indiana and then switched over to CNN to see what would happen. I'll tell you what, CNN was very kind to Trump. They were more than fair. And they characterized it as a thank you tour, not a victory, the way ABC did.
Yeah.
And, you know, it could be that he's getting through to somebody in CNN.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, they've been called on it. Look what's happening. They've got to align. Coach, they've lost so much audience, they're almost irrelevant now. And that's what all these media types are starting to realize, that look at, the tide has changed. And you know, the one thing about the media, they can resist this for as long as they can, but then there comes time for the bottom line. People start losing their jobs when you start losing revenue and losing circulation and numbers like they have been. I mean, they've been absolutely decimated. And what was the big complaint that they were hearing? And that is that people got sick and tired of their biased reporting and reporting that lacked credibility. I mean, they were just flat out misrepresenting stuff. I mean, and this was further buttressed by Donna Brazile, who was one of the primary contributors, you know, supposedly commentary wise and news wise, and she violated her position with CNN by turning over questions in advance to Hillary Clinton. She got exposed big time. I don't know what happens to her. How she comes out of this, Coach, I don't know.
Well, I think she's going to fade into the sunset. Really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There isn't much that, you know, she's got to start meeting with her own attorneys, because as I mentioned this over the last couple of meetings that we've had here, these investigations are going into the dark period, and in the dark period in investigation, it's very dicey and very scary for the target, because you don't know what the investigators are looking at. You don't know who they're speaking to, and certainly you don't know what those people are saying. So you don't know what lie to craft.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah. It certainly abounds. There's no question as those investigations continue. And, of course, there's been a great level of exposure as a result of WikiLeaks, the Veritas videos, all these things coming to bear on this. And as you say, there's remnants of information, and you still have thousands of emails that are associated in the Wiener case that still haven't been fully revealed either. So God only knows what lies there, right?
Well, yeah, and Chaffetz and Jim Jordan in the Congress have said, Jordan just said it again yesterday, we're not finished with her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know.
Well, you know, again, Coach, my deal and my caution to the body politic, and especially those in leadership, is to look at the problem. If they focus merely on Hillary Clinton and not the problem, to do something about, you know, shoring up the integrity issues in our country, then I think this is just going to be such a hot potato that it could come back and bite them big time. They have an opportunity to come out of this investigation in such a way to where it's win-win for everybody and we right the ship. Coach, real quick, I've been wanting to ask you about, you know, of course, the big controversy, Secretary of State, and you and I have been discussing this, you know, Mitt Romney, and it seems that Donald Trump might want to be able to work Mitt Romney in there, but I think it's going to be at a political price if he does.
Oh, absolutely. I just hope that he doesn't do it, because there is a certain line that once you pass it, is in, you can't make a U-turn on. And I think that as the putative and absolute head of the Never Trumpers, this guy Mittens has passed the line, much too far past the line, and said things that were attacks on Trump. And, you know, really for him to do this, to put Romney in such a sensitive position, I'm still going to love Trump.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm in a quandary over this whole deal anyway, because what was said on both sides, Romney was, he said a mouthful. That was enough. And even Donald Trump, he was none too kind. I'm not sure. I know the wives were meeting while they were meeting. And, you know, women have a tendency to hold on to these words a lot longer and deeper than guys. You know, you and I can say things and be mean-spirited one moment. The next minute we're out having a drink together. And then our wives go, what's going on with these knuckleheads? You know, and I think that much of America looks at it the same way. And it's one thing if you don't have anybody else to choose from, but the bench for the Republican Party, I mean, clearly, again, whether it has to do with the primaries or even now building a government and hiring 4,000 people, I mean, Coach, look at the people that he's bringing on the team here. I mean, this is a broad and deep bench. I don't think he needs to go to the desperate level of choosing Mitt Romney like he's the only one there.
Absolutely. That would be a mistake on the level of the Democrats giving the DNC job to Ellison.
Mm-hmm.
Really, because people who haven't studied these things, as I have, over the years, don't realize how much the Secretary of State can undermine what the president wants to do overseas and really make rocky relations with, even England, that we should have the best of relationship with. So, please, let's just say this. Please don't do this, though.
Mm-hmm.
I have been one of those people who have deluged Kellyanne Conway that she mentioned.
Yes.
I've tweeted her. I've written to her, please don't do this. And I hope that Trump realizes that, you can't do this. No. Uh-uh.
Well, do you think that really, you get the sentimental favorites. People have been there, with Donald Trump every step of the way in Giuliani or even Newt Gingrich. But I don't get that Newt Gingrich would want to work, would want that kind of demanding job. He seemed to have indicated as much, though he's still on the short list there.
I agree. And that brings you to Rudy or Bolton. The problem with both of them, there are problems with Rudy and background that you don't have with Bolton. But the thing is that Bolton and Rudy were big fans of war.
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that Trump and I think most of us want to go away from. We've had a fill for essentially 15 years of war that hasn't gotten us anything but dead bodies and mangled veterans.
Exactly. Well, we'll have to see what goes on there. But, I mean, more and more as the discussion goes on, then you understand in looking at the different options, whether it's Bolton or Rudy, Newt, and I think Newt's brilliant, but, he's getting up there. Whether he wants to do that much traveling and be involved with day-to-day business, we don't know.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24-7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
There is an